What are your top 10 films of all time? In 2015, BBC Culture did a study with the top film critics from around the world and came up with a definitive list of the top 100 American films ever made. More recently, BBC Culture also did a similar study, but it was for the top 100 films of the 21st century. Instead of looking at these lists with a one of our own producers, Scott, was inspired to make his own list using the youth of today to discover when we're old and grey, what would we consider the greatest films ever made. Scott joins me now. G'day, Scott.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. All right. So before we get into the list, what is the best film ever made according to the critics?
Well, to anyone that really follows a lot of these critics' lists and so on, it's no surprise that the top film was Citizen Kane.
Right. No, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either, which is really bad considering I consider myself a bit of a film buff.
Film buff, yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, you got your usuals, The Godfather, Vertigo, 2001 A Space Odyssey following, and a lot of films of that nature.
Right. What's how do you go about creating a list of the top 100 greatest films ever made, according to the younger people?
Well, so the methods I use to do the list of the young people are the exact same methods as BBC Culture did to try and keep it the same. So the way they did that was they got their critics and so on to list ranked from first to 10th of their top 10 films, and their top ranked film got 10 points, second film 9 points, third film 8 points, and so on.
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of like a preferential type voting system.
Okay, so yeah, works on a sort of point scoring there. Cool. Now, what's the point of this study?
Well, I mean, you know, what's the point of anything really? But I guess, yeah, the idea is because a lot of these lists that come out with BBC Culture do see the same films always in the top 10, like Citizen Kane, and they often don't see newer films in there. And they, you know, so I just thought it was interesting to take into account what the young people think so that when we are older, to see if there might be a shift in these lists.
Yeah. Okay. So according to the youth of today, what are considered the best films ever made?
So I'll have to limit it to like the top 10, say, because we, you know, I've got like a 300 films here.
Wow.
And I think it was 187 films so far I got in there. So the tied in 10th place is The Lion King and Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, which is, I guess
people understand
surprise.
That Lion King isn't an original work. Do they know a little bit about a bloke called William Shakespeare?
Yes. Well,
do they understand that?
Hamlet, I believe, was the inspiration. Yeah. Tied in 8th place.
It's a cover song,
as well.
Basically.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Disney just covered it. Tied in 8th place, we have Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, and Fight Club. I can't really fault the youth in most of them. They're pretty, you know, as some would say, like highbrow films. Then we have in 7th place, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
In 6th place, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
5th, The Prestige.
Okay.
4, Inception.
Right.
3rd place, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. 2nd, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I didn't put that on my list.
And 1st, Whiplash, which, you know, to a lot of people may come as a surprise because it's newer film.
Jazz drumming film.
Yeah, that's right. It not only did it receive the most points, so as in like, you know, the most, the highest points, but it also received the most votes. So like, it had a lot of people just put
it
lower.
Number 6 or something like that.
Yeah, like number 6 and stuff like that to put it into first place.
Okay. What interesting facts can be drawn from your list so far?
Well, I guess some interesting things. The highest ranked director in the top 10 is Christopher Nolan, who had 3 films. And if you extend that down to like the top 12, he has 4 films in there. So he can really be seen as maybe like, you know, one of the great directors or considered by youth.
Yeah, right.
And I do agree with that. He's like my favorite director. A lot of people disagree with with that, but, you know, I stick with it.
And one sitting across from you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Peter Jackson, and then also obviously 2nd, because he had 2 films in there, both Lord of the Rings though. And in the top 16 films, only 4 films coincided with the top 100 film American list.
Ah.
And they were Pulp Fiction, which was 28th on the critics list, The Dark Knight, which was 96th on the critic list, The Lion King, which was 86th, and Star Wars Episode 4, the original, which was in 36th place.
Wow. There you go. All very interesting stuff. Now, people can jump on.
That's right. So if they go onto the Twitter, they can find the survey there and just rank their films from 1 to 10.
We'll put the link in the podcast as well. You can find that at 2ser.com.
Absolutely.
Scott Johnson, thanks so much, mate.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Let's have some more music.